Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice, aka Vocabilities.com. My name is Darren McStay, and today I want to answer the question for you of why you are so fearful about public speaking. I made a video the other day wearing a nice suit and tie, and I got loads of lovely compliments for how I looked and how smart I was and how confident I looked. So today I thought I'm going to talk about fear, but wear my usual attire. This is my workout attire. I'm going to go for a cycle in a bit, and this is my kind of just hanging around the house, corona times, working from home. It's no big deal. I don't have to worry about being smart and dressed up. I'm at home in the summer cottage. There's no big deal. So wearing clothes, yeah, it might make you feel more confident, but it's not really the cause of your confidence. The real fears that you feel when you get up to speak in public are in your DNA. You have not only learned a lot of these fears throughout your life, but the fear comes from a very real survival mechanism that all humans have and that have developed over tens of, maybe even hundreds of thousands of years. And that is the fear of being outcast. The fear of being banished, of being ostracized and kicked out of the tribe. You see, we humans, for the majority of our time on this planet, have often spent time in smaller social groups. Today, we are open to a variety of cultures and races and people, all of us. The world's becoming more like one connected source of energy, as opposed to many different small tribes and societies and communities. The world is becoming more integrated. And as that happens, we are faced with more different types of people and are able to deal with that. However, deep down inside, there is still an element that is fearful of outsiders, and there's still an element that is has these phobias about public speaking, because we don't want to look like fools, because we don't want to physically be laughed at, mocked, or, as has happened in the past, if we say the wrong thing, we may have been kicked out of our particular tribe. We may have been banished. Now, banishment in days gone by meant that you were kicked out of the tribe for whatever reason, saying the wrong thing, insulting someone, not getting along, maybe not doing your work properly. But it meant that you had to go and fend for yourself against other tribes, against other people, against other cultures and other societies, against wild animals, against the elements. If you and your family had been living in a safe environment protected by the community, and the community kicked you out, you were then very vulnerable and in a position where you needed to fight for your very life. That is exactly the same fear that you fear when you get up to speak publicly. And it has been bred in us for thousands of years. It's a very real fear. I completely understand. Don't worry. But now I've told you where it comes from. Doesn't it make sense then that to realize it's a bit misplaced? We don't need that fear anymore. It doesn't serve us. It's no good. Our fear of public speaking is literally the fear of being outcast and banished from our tribe. We no longer live in tribes. Speaking now is a way to communicate our message. It's not a way to appease the community. Of course, you can still say things that are going to upset and annoy other people, but then don't do that and you should be fine. This fear is no longer a fear for our life. This fear is misplaced. And I just wanted to share with you what that fear is and where it comes from, so you can start making those conclusions for yourself. Is this fear helping me? Or is this fear ridiculous, stupid, unwanted, unwarranted, outmoded, and best left aside? Because if it is, it's time to stop focusing on the fear and start focusing on ways that you can better achieve more confidence. Because you can't be inwardly fearful and outwardly confident at the same time. So you can practice being confident. You can practice, even if it's the way you dressed, dressing more confidently. You can practice walking more confidently. But ultimately, those are all superficial, because it has to come from within. So you have to truly understand and embody this idea that fear in this circumstance is not your friend, and that confidence also comes from within. And to feel confident, you need to train yourself gradually, daily, and practice. And as a voice coach, I'm telling you that the very things that help you have a better voice are the very things that will make you more confident. Having a more resonant voice, being more relaxed, having better posture, these things will ultimately imbibe you with the voice that communicates to the world more effectively. Therefore, receiving responses from the world that you are doing your job right and that you are able to communicate so well that this fear just drops away. So by improving your voice, improving your body and the way you use it, you will no longer have the fear. Now, this won't happen overnight. It will take time, at least 2 months. Because 2 months is the period it takes to create new habits and to form new automated responses that your unconscious does for you. Improve your voice and overcome your fear. That is the message for today. I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice, aka Vocabilities.com. And until the next time, don't be frightened. Look after your voice.